Yeah, high consciousness field, in following Dr. David Hawkins' work, he has created a scale or a map of consciousness, and Power versus Force is one of his books. He has a whole number of books on consciousness. So each point upwards on the Hawkins map has 10 times more energy available, you know, in the space if you're looking at the consciousness of a location. So what Hawkins found is that there's consciousness everywhere, that everything has a consciousness. And we know from a location that it can, you can feel the difference between, say, a low consciousness place like a prison or an old battlefield, like in the United States, like a Civil War battlefield. You can feel the low vibration there. Or a high consciousness field you can feel in a, say, a cathedral or a temple or a mosque, somewhere where there's prayer on an ongoing basis, and it creates a place that just feels really good to be in. And so that high consciousness field we can measure using conscious kinesiology on the Hawkins scale or map. And so when something gets above 500 on the Hawkins map, it's in the area of love. 540 and above is unconditional love. And so those we consider a high consciousness field. And they're just multiples of times more energy available in those fields.
Yeah, I think I'll add something to that, Carl. In Hawkins' work, he talks about the number of microwatts of electricity associated with each level of consciousness. So that's really, from a personal point of view, of if you're in a high consciousness loving state, over 500, as Jeff said, then there's a certain number of microwatts of electricity associated with that state in your body. And so generally people that are loving are more energized, are more gentle. We just feel good around them. And so that's an example of a high consciousness field on a very personal level. Whereas if you're around people who are very angry and very negative, it kind of short circuits part of the body's electrical system, and you don't have the energy personally if you're in that state. And if you're around people who are negative or angry for some reason, or other low states like shame, desire, guilt, apathy, even pridefulness at a certain point would be a negative if it's too bombastic.